Businesses have traditionally paid corporate income taxes to the state based on a few factors: how much property they own, how many employees they have, as well as their total sales. In a new formula that's being phased in this year, only sales will be considered. Revenue Secretary Michael Morgan says the idea is to make Wisconsin's tax laws more friendly to businesses that might want to expand here.
The whole idea behind this approach or this change in policy was to give companies solid reasons to want to stay in Wisconsin, those who have been here for a very long time and those who are looking for locations in the upper Midwest.
But while the new law will be an overall tax break, it won't benefit everyone. Most corporations will actually end up paying more. A nonpartisan analysis showed the new law would specifically hit companies that produce and sell a substantial amount of their products in Wisconsin. Madison Assembly Democrat Mark Pocan sits on the legislature's budget committee. He says larger companies are the ones who will reap the rewards.
The bottom line is this will help profitable multi-state corporations that generally aren't even located here to make much bigger profits. And I suppose that's good for CEOs, but what's good for Wisconsin taxpayers is a more fair distribution of the tax base.
Secretary Morgan says residents will benefit from the new law because businesses will add more jobs here over time. But at least in the short run, it will cost the state. This year, the price tag will be an estimated $5 million in lost corporate tax revenue. That figure will jump to an estimated $19 million next year, and up to $45 million 2 years after that. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.